Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Ahead of the Obama administration's attempt to get some national changes in gun laws, the state of New York has staked a claim first, responding to the Sandy Hook elementary school tragedy with a late night vote in the New York legislature, 43-18, the most restrictive gun law in the country. Here's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Government's job is to respond to people's needs at the time. And the people of this state now are crying out for help.
Democratic Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, reacting to the vote and to the comments from Governor Cuomo, says the message out there is clear after Newtown. To eradicate assault weapons from our streets in New York as quickly as possible is something the people of this state want. Speaker Sheldon Silver joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Delighted to be with you, John.
So what has this law accomplished? Lay out the restrictive piece of this here, and then I want to ask you about what has aligned to make this possible aside from Newtown.
Well, I think Newtown is probably the biggest catalyst for it happening now. But in addition to that, you have to applaud Governor Cuomo's quick and aggressive push for the passage and enactment of gun control measures. It's an impressive start to our legislative session. This will be the first bill that we are really passing that has any substance and is being done in effect on the first week, the first day of the legislative session. What it'll do is basically eliminate assault weapons, period, in New York State. No loopholes, no different standards. It will an agreement that sets standards, addresses licensing, closes loopholes, bans assault weapons and high-capacity clips, and toughens penalties on anything that's done with a gun.
So, Speaker Silver, is it the case that the AR-15, the Bushmaster model that Adam Lanza used in Newtown, which was owned by his mother legally under a grandfathered allowance, even though such weapons are illegal to buy in Connecticut today, that this closes that loophole, that if you own one of those weapons now, you have to get rid of it?
Well, if you own one of those weapons now and you have to register it, if it's legal now, you have to register that weapon now. But what it also requires, if you have someone in your household that's either mentally incapacitated, is a previous felon, has an order of protection against them, you must lock that gun up. You must provide a safety lock on that gun in order to avoid that gun being used by someone else in the house.
Who's going to enforce that sort of thing? Police inspecting homes? Gun owners and the NRA are going to say that it's fine that you pass this, you feel good, but it's impossible to enforce?
Well, there's going to be registration, number one. So we're going to know where the guns are located. If people obviously are caught with unregistered guns, they will be penalized accordingly. You will not be able to buy new guns. You will not be able to buy ammunition without having a registered gun. And that ammunition will be limited in the size of the clips. So in Newtown, you had a high-capacity clip, ammunition clip. That will no longer be available. That will be illegal in New York State.
Starting when?
Starting immediately.
All right, Democratic Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver on the 43-18 vote on what has been described as the most restrictive gun law in the country, banning assault weapons, requiring existing legal assault weapons in the state of New York to be registered, and banning the availability of those large magazine clips like we saw in the Newtown tragedy. Sheldon Silver, thanks so much.
Pleasure.